The hotel is the new Hampton Inn and Suites, Tallahassee. Its general manager is Bo Schmitz. You may remember him from his years as the head guy at the Four Points Sheraton across town.
This is my 25th year, and this is the first time I've been a general manager of a Hampton Inn and Suites, and I've been envious of this brand my whole career.
Hampton Inns began life as a budget offshoot of the Holiday Inn chain back in 1984. 15 years later, the brand was acquired by the Hilton Hotel people, who took the properties decidedly more upscale. Schmidt says that was one reason he decided to make the jump, but there was another compelling factor.
Then when I saw where the hotel was going to be located, in the hotbed, you know, the epicenter between FAMU, Florida State, and the Capitol, I mean, it was obvious to me that this hotel was going to be a slam dunk success.
Schmitz believes the 124-room property could simply not be in a better place.
It's just so convenient to everything. And, you know, we're going to have a free airport shuttle and a free downtown shuttle. And, you know, we've got the bike share program that people can take advantage of. And we're literally within walking distance of Railroad Square Art Park and Domey Station and all of our friendly neighbors at in All Saints District and College Town. So, I mean, It's a great location.
Still, the new Hampton Inn and Suites Tallahassee isn't the only new hotel soon to be coming online. More are under construction, including a few along Apalachee Parkway between downtown and Capitol Circle. And there are still plans to convert the long-abandoned former Ramada at North Monroe and I-10 into a Days Inn at some point. All this means more rooms in the market, but Schmitz isn't worried.
There's definitely growth here, and more competition is always good. I've always welcomed competition. There is a breaking point, though. So at some point, I think that will start to shift in the other direction, where there'll be too many rooms. But I think that there definitely is more a need for more downtown rooms.
Especially in an area near downtown that has a unique feel all its own.
There's a lot of excitement in this little pocket and just a cool vibe. You know, people take pride in the area. And that's cool to see, and our neighbors have been great so far, and we're looking to be good neighbors as we move forward.
Schmidt says the new Hampton Inn and Suites on Railroad Avenue should be fully open for guests on April 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.